Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and this is today's planetary horoscope for Tuesday, January 27, 2026. And of course my horoscopes are, I think, longer term, and you can really get a lot out of listening to my prior recordings, because it doesn't just talk about one day, and these planets today aren't just talking about one day either. But anyway, here we go. Today's complimentary daily horoscope suggests that with the moon in the exalted sign of Taurus, a slow-moving and careful sign, you too may move more slowly. You might be behind the puck instead of ahead of it. The sign of Taurus governs food, farming, land, luxuries, money, and wealth, highlighting your comfort level and your sense of safety. You might not like to be rushed today or put on the spot while the moon is in Taurus. The moon in Taurus is waxing as we approach the full moon on Sunday, and that means your emotions, how you feel about things, your reactions, what you witness, how comfortable you are, and the circumstances around you get louder and more intense. Then around 3 o'clock, the moon enters the sign of Gemini, and you might be open to talking about your feelings, more apt to get up and go, since the sign of Gemini hates to sit still or keep quiet. The planet Neptune, the planet associated with secrets, hidden agendas, illusions, deceptive practices, and all things that we hide, has re-entered the sign of Aries. Aries is a fire sign known for impulsively jumping into situations without a clear plan, experimenting to see what happens, and just taking chances without fully understanding the potential outcomes. And those influenced by the sign of Aries often disregard good advice or the cautionary, "No, that won't work." The presence of Neptune in Aries, particularly at the critical 0 degree Aries of the zodiac, a critical degree, could lead to significant civil unrest, including urban warfare, guerrilla tactics, actions by a secret police force, and militia activities, and not just in the United States, but worldwide. The planet Neptune serves as a reminder that things designed for one person, one purpose, can be transformed into something entirely different. So let's say you someone says this is going to be used for this, then it just kind of morphs into something else, becoming bigger and better. And we don't really feel that, we don't really acknowledge it until sometimes it's too late. Lots of people want to move right now because Neptune is in Aries, and my astrocartography report is a fantastic thing for that. On a brighter note, the planet Neptune creates the idea, the passion, the fantasy, the illusion, and the dream of a lifetime for you personally. Yeah, you. Neptune governs fame and fortune, and it has the potential to elevate some of you to significance, prominence, or the limelight. Neptune is that planet that can transform you from being unknown to becoming someone of importance. When in Aries, Neptune energizes and revitalizes your passions. Your spirit is reignited, because the fire signs rule our spiritual self, that inner spark and glow within us. You free yourself from bad habits, addictions, be they the drugs of people, or you walk away from the past, your inhibitions and insecurities. And you start to allow yourself now to explore and experiment what really works for you, your life, and your dreams. Okay, we'll take that. How is Neptune going to influence you? Go ahead, book an appointment with me. Let's analyze together. Aries, I hope you're feeling the spirit of Neptune in Aries, your sun sign, and have a dream, or can see yourself as a doer and not a sitter. You're in a very good position to manifest a new reality. How about that? All you have to do is try. The moon in Taurus agrees and connects to the planet Uranus, as he too is finishing a chapter in the sign of Taurus. And upon entering Gemini, repeats Uranus's future transit over the last degrees of Taurus and into the sign of Gemini, as he will do next month and in March and then again in April. It's hard for you to sit still and not move around and get excited by these planets. Your ruler Mars connects to Darth Vader, Pluto, who will enter new degrees on February 4th, and perhaps an important person will enter or leave your life. You widen your circle of friends and important connections, take to social media, create new followers and fans. It's time to be bold, stand out. And just in case your birth chart doesn't agree or your planets are not positioned favorably, don't take unnecessary risks that could endanger your life or your safety. But go ahead and dream big and change your life. Why not? Taurus, the desire to dream and be somebody and get more recognition is growing within you. And I don't even think you have to try that hard. With Pluto, Mars, and all the planets in the sign of Aquarius at the top of your chart, you might even desire to get out into the public, be seen, and mingle more with the community or just others. Of course, along with that comes more scrutiny and judgment. So develop a thicker hide. You're in a very unique position to grow successfully and reach your career and professional goals. And with that notoriety comes a need for a more private life. And most of the work you do might be in private, behind the scenes, behind a camera, in a lab, studio, remotely, out of the office, and not in your typical office environment. So that, maybe you're going to work independently by yourself and develop your own business. Move through your anger and protect your public persona. This is very important. Take advantage of the opportunities that come your way, but guard against all the things that could go wrong. Gemini, all your hard work pays off in profits, as the second house to your career, profession, and heavy responsibilities is the sign of Aries. And responsibilities and all the hard work and effort you put in starts to pay off. And it's true, you have another month to go and need to be cautious not to fall from grace or get in unnecessary trouble, create animosity, or even hatred. The stakes are high, and it wouldn't be wise to rattle anyone's cage or stir up trouble now. Not when you're just about to reap the rewards of all your hard work. But some Geminis are headstrong, think they know best, and aren't adverse to permanently ending relationships, not caring, not considering other people as their enemies, and taking out retribution for minor things. Instead, use your superpowers to stay on top, and put all your energies into your career and future financial success. Cancer, of course, Jupiter is still retrograde in your sun sign or first house for Cancer rising, so you're still in transition. Some things you want to do or put forth are being changed, and you're rethinking and repolishing them. But once Jupiter goes direct, things will have changed, and you might have a new path forward with new dreams, and that's in March. That's what retrograde planets do. They make us go over things, recalibrate them, and think, is this really what I want to do? Until then, put the finishing touches on all of your projects. It's a very important time for you, and as it is for all the cardinal signs, Aries, Libra, Capricorn too, as things can change drastically. You can be thrown into the spotlight as more people are discovering you and your talents. In many ways, you're on a trajectory upwards like a rocket. On the other hand, you can be pulled down, tugged at financially by another person, perhaps a child, an ex, or your significant other. You find out things about people that you didn't know before, and frankly, you don't really care. It's all about you now. Settle lawsuits, obey the laws, and avoid bad traffic. Leo, the moon in Taurus likes to take its time and not be rushed, but honestly, things will begin to happen fast, and you'll hear hurry up a lot more than you have in the past. There's a lot more to do and many people to look after in your life. Your career and profession can feel overwhelming sometimes, and important decisions have to be made daily. Maybe you do get the man or woman of your dreams, and now that they are yours, you start to wonder what you got yourself into. Reality is rarely as good as the dream. Perhaps you were only seeking a casual fling and imagined whisking someone away from their partner or life. However, you may not have considered the chaos or damage it could ensue. You inadvertently could harm someone. Virgo, you could be saying, well, hello there, Neptune. Mars and Pluto also unite and and could bring in a new and exciting love interest into your life. At least they open your eyes to it, and they may unlock some secrets to your good fortune. Maybe you find the right look, the right outfit, the right hairstyle that makes you look irresistible to others. There's no looking back, Virgo, and you could be happy and relieved that an old love interest has moved on to wreck someone else's reputation and life. That frees you to explore someone new too. Oh, you'll hear about it. Life changes for you, so embrace all the changes in your sudden popularity and say, yes, please. Libra, as a cardinal sign, you're ready to move on from the past, just like you tried to do last year, and finally embrace new opportunities. You move, change neighborhoods, city, and find a healthier pastures and a healthier lifestyle. Sure, you might be forced to do so and feel you don't have any other options, but that's besides the point. A karmic cycle is ending and a new one is beginning. And maybe you finally leave a dysfunctional work or job environment or plan your escape from a bad relationship that just never launches into something more serious or gets close to I do. You never wanted to be just boyfriend or girlfriend forever. And just in the nick of time, someone new enters your life and gives you the confidence that you needed all along. Scorpio, you're the last to admit it, but it really is all about other people, your partner, or someone significant, perhaps someone you're besotted with, an ex, or someone you watch from afar, and getting jealous, unbeknownst to them, about their every move or life change. It's strange. The spell that they have over you, though, is broken, and maybe the light bulb goes off and you finally get the courage to talk to them, call, communicate, or connect through the internet. Scorpio is outgrowing this kind of evasive romantic behavior, kind of like a puppy love-ish. It might even feel stranger to you or creepy. It's like getting in the way of your calling, your job, and your work, if you're always thinking about somebody else. With a new employment or job opportunity just ahead, you need to focus. You'll need all your wits and attention to stay focused and stay focused on getting ahead, learning new skills and climbing the ladder of success. And some of you could pay a steep price for being too naive. Sagittarius, you give in and try to enjoy yourself, and guess what? It works. You find life after the kids are away at school and your significant other is clearly doing their own thing. You can sit home and wait for everyone to come back, or you can find your own joy and new purpose in life. You might even enjoy it, not having to cater to a partner, to the kids, a mate, and immerse yourself in being a soccer mom or dad or a single parent. Yes. Everything indeed is changing, and so is your definition of what makes you happy. You asked for it, here it comes. What is life like without him or her? Capricorn, if you didn't hear, a major outer planet, Neptune, has just changed signs and again is in the sign of Aries, a cardinal sign. Well, Capricorn is a cardinal sign too, so that puts Neptune on your cardinal axis and the fourth house cusp, the bottom of your chart. And so this is your bottom, and this is where you launch from. Big changes are here. Hopefully you didn't preempt Neptune and move last year, but you might have been open to exploring new places and cities, looking around for the best place to move or where your stars are aligned. You may be looking for new ways to amplify your earnings, net worth, and wondering what's the next big thing you're going to pour all your energy into. You might also want to feel good in your body, so taking care of how you feel is super important right now. Capricorn has the gift of reverse aging, and it's about to get engaged. Aquarius, happy solar return. The solar return sets the pace for your entire birthday year, so it pays to think positively now. Of course it does. Neptune is in your third house of communications and says you are where your thoughts are, and your speech creates angels for good or bad. Neptune creates the idea, the passion, the fantasy, the illusion, and the dream of a lifetime for you personally. Purge your mind and speech of negative thoughts and words. It's an amazing time to get out and about, talk to people randomly, and put your genius ideas into action. Don't be shy. Pitch your ideas and tell people why you're the best person for the job. And you could get an opportunity to do that later. In the right mental space. These planets bring a dose of reality. Your dream world or how you thought things would be can be shattered. And it's time to start over and get your finances and your money together, promising yourself never to make these financial mistakes again and again, and do more research. It's easy to pour your good money into your ideas and get overextended. The pressure is on to pay up and get your house in order as the planets transit through the 12th house. It's uncomfortable, and it's a wake-up call not to make those really big financial mistakes that can ruin your credit report and keep you from living the life that you want to live. After a speed bump, the planets come through and you'll have your fresh starts. And fortunately, the planets are pretty much supportive of you. That's all for now. This is Terry Nazon. Go beyond the sun sign. Learn the predictive techniques I use to see the future. Get names, dates, times, and places, and listen to my podcast. And like, subscribe, and follow. I appreciate you, and have a wonderful day.